This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City.
I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to the Maude Kern Arts Center here in Eugene, looking at a show called The Northwest Designer Craftsman. That is actually a nonprofit juried arts organization with members from Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, and Alaska. The show goes through June 29th. 33 artists. Some of the artists have more than one piece in, so it's a fairly good-sized show. What caught your attention, Sandy?
Well, what I really enjoyed was this touchable feature. There were so many different crafts, you know, things that were textiles, things that were porcelain, things that were repoussé metal, and they had pieces out so that as you go around, you can actually touch them.
Right, which is usually a no-no.
It's usually a no-no, so it was. I appreciated that.
Nobody's going to yell at you for that. I always think in a show this size, you know, 45 pieces, 50 pieces or so, if two or three really get your attention, it's a successful show for me. You know, you're really drawn to things. Although there are many things in this show, there's pottery, jewelry, lots of textiles hanging on the wall. But glass caught my attention this time.
Oh, you're the glass master.
Yeah, I'm playing with glass, and I just was drawn right
to it. So you like
right
those big pieces made out of what?
Yes, the one that I'm going to probably mispronounce their name. They're from Conway, Washington. Lynn Ribolini McJunkin. Some very abstract, mysterious pieces made from a process called pot de verre glass, which is paste of glass. It's where you take glass and rather than fusing it and melting it into like a watery form, it actually retains some of its texture. It's a very difficult technique to accomplish, and this artist is really nailed it.
I've never heard of it, but if you took a slice of amethyst with all the crystals pointing out, that's the kind of effect it was. Right. I thought it was amethyst at first.
Yeah, very, very effective, very nice. I think had two pieces in there.
The most unusual award that I would give, and this, if I were giving out awards, was these by Jolene El Hai from Seattle, Washington. She had repurposed old suitcases, and I mean old, like from 1900s, 1920s, right. Suitcases with stained glass panels in them, very beautiful little stained glass panels, and then they're lit from within. To make the most wonderful lamps I have ever seen.
They're light boxes.
They're terrific.
And one of them, they weren't all suitcases. One was more like a lunch pail. That was my favorite one. It had a red rosette.
I was ready to take one of those home. Well, speaking of things I'd like to take home, there was a stunning necklace made out of repoussé, little pieces of crystal, a little cold Charlotte doll, coral, glass, gold leaf. I mean, you know, this is a $1,200 necklace.
Right.
Just stunning.
Yes, I know.
You
would look good in that one. There were some really crazy looking teapots from an artist from Spokane, Washington, Gina Fruin. These teapots looks like if you glanced away, they would
sneak
across the floor. Didn't they look like they were in motion?
They had very sassy cocked hip kind of handles.
They looked like saddle shoes that had gone wrong.
Right. I should mention that the jeweler I admired was Nancy Megan Corwin from Seattle. I keep learning new art forms by going to these art shows, and I learned about enamel painting or enamel watercolor from John Kilmaster of Middleton, Idaho. He did a piece called Grace and Smokey. It was a young girl and her cat, very simple composition. Mm-hmm. They both have green eyes, but when you touch it, because it's a touchable display, you could see that it was enamel.
Right, yeah. Very, again, kind of a glass-like.
Glassy surface.
Right. Well, we're talking about the show at Maude Kern's Art Center called Northwest Designer Craftsman. It runs through June 29th. One that I spend some time looking at is an artist from Dexter, Oregon, Wendy Hune. She did some really whimsical little embroideries in the
mixed media anyway.
The detail is just incredible. I thought it was paint at first.
A little willow flycatcher.
Yeah, just
very delicate.
One of them's called Blow. They're just whimsical little fantasy pieces.
Well, actually, I'm thinking of Marie Hassett, who was doing these little
mixed some
media
others.
Pieces there next
to
each other.
Yeah. And the detail, and I think the fact that this group jury in people. It's not like you just pay your dues and you're in. They have a jurying process, and you can really tell because no matter what you're looking at, the quality, the detail, everything is very high quality in this mm-hmm. show.
Well, I have to just mention lots of textile art that my sisters would admire, quilting, all different kinds of things, very worth touching.
We're talking about the Maude Kearns Art Center, the Art of the Northwest Designer Craftsman. That's here in Eugene. That show runs through June 29. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.